Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman in the studio today, and I'm joined by our next guest, Gary Aid, Gary of Media Aid Entertainment and Scribe Doctor. How are you today, Gary?
I'm doing great, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure, and it sounds like you are off to a lot of great things. Tell our listeners a little about the framework behind your company and what it is that you guys do.
Sure. Well, Media Aid Entertainment is the umbrella company, and it is a multimedia company. We do internet radio, which will cover sports in the Orange County area. We'll do a bunch of talk shows, probably about 4 3-hour daily talks Monday through Friday, and then we're going to be an affiliate of either Yahoo Sports or NBC Sports, depending on how a few things work out. To any parts, we will probably have some specialty shows on the weekends, such as sport gambling, fishing, outdoor stuff, maybe mixed martial arts, things of that nature that still fall in the sports umbrella but are a little bit less mainstream. And then Media Aid will also consist of video production, photography, and commercial writing, which is, of course, web content, brochures, marketing material, things like that. And that's the part of the business that is known as Scribe Doctor.
Wow, so really a full-fledged media and entertainment company.
That's exactly right.
So tell us a little bit about Scribe Doctor. Scribe Doctor is operational today, and it's a company that is servicing clients?
Yes, yeah. We launched Scribe Doctor officially in March of this year. To date, we've done just north of $30,000 gross, all with little to no advertising. We get a lot of our business through bidding websites, freelancer websites and such. And really, we focus on small businesses, mid-sized businesses, and what I call solopreneurs, people who are like me, who have a full-time job, but are also having a side hustle that they're trying to grow. They don't have a lot of money, but they're also not experts at writing a story. They're good at telling a story, but they struggle to put it in words, or they just don't have the time and would rather pay someone. So those are our clients. Typically, we'll work with marketing agencies. We'll work with graphic design companies, you know, companies that need content creation. Those are our clients. But we also do resumes, LinkedIn profiles on the B2C side.
So again, you guys are extremely broad in terms of the client base that you service.
It's small businesses and individuals who are trying to get their career documents in order. Hmm. Really, those are our clients.
So your expertise or your background, are you a writer, or your team are folks that are writers or creative people?
Yeah, well, my background is pretty much threefold. I spent 6 years in broadcast radio as a sports announcer and account executive, so I have broad experience in radio and in sales. And then I've always been a writer, kind of as an add-on to that. It was always a passion and a talent of mine. So one day I live in Orange County, New York, which is about 2 hours from Manhattan, which is where my full-time job is located.
Wow.
So my question was, how do I monetize that time? I have a 5-hour window where I'm doing nothing. So I thought to myself in March, how do I make some money with this time? How do I be productive with that time? Because I hate wasting time. And that's how Scribe Doctor was born. It was a skill I had, and I thought I could bring it to market, and it's worked so far.
That's wonderful. A true entrepreneurial story. So you're literally spending 5 hours a day commuting?
That's about right, yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing commitment. I take it your career in New York is a valuable one. Otherwise, you would probably not want to invest that time.
Yeah, it's certainly a great stepping stone for me. It's really going to help me get to my goals faster.
Excellent. So, in terms of building your brand, Scribe Doctor, and building your awareness in the marketplace, you said that a lot of that has happened through various internet bidding websites and freelancing websites, etc. How do you distinguish yourselves? How do you distinguish yourselves from others that are on the site, or is it very much a process where people are looking for basic parameters, and if you meet the criteria, they vet you and decide whether they're going to go with you or not?
Yeah, well, that's a two-part question. I'll answer one at a time. The first part is the bidding website is a site called Thumbtack, and you don't have complete information. You don't know who your competitors are. they don't know who you are. You don't know what they're charging. You just know what the client wants, and you bid on it. And they give you parameters you have to work within. There's only 5 bids allowed on each job, so you have to be quick. And they make you, you know, write to the client, hey, this is what I can do. This is what I charge. Here's how to get a hold of me. And then, so it's only 1 out of 5 wins the job, and that's pretty much it. Now, as far as how we distinguish ourselves at Scribe Doctor, our goal is to be transparent. A lot of writers, most in fact, I would say, will charge either by the hour or per word. Now, if you're a business, that's difficult to plan for, right? Because if I charge by the hour, how do you really know that I'm working during the hours I charge you? You just have to trust me. And there's an excellent chance we've never even met in person before, because writing is done largely remotely. Yep. And on the other side, the per hour, the per word, if the client wants to be cheap and I submit a 600-word article, they say, well, cut it down to 500. So to protect myself and to give transparency and an honest quote to the client, we work on flat rates. We will consult the client first via phone. We will get to know exactly what they need done, and we'll quote them a flat price. If they're a recurring client, we'll quote them a flat retainer, a monthly retainer. Everything we do is transparent. Everything we do is a flat rate, so you can budget for it, and we can budget on our end to make sure that our cash flow is solid.
No, that's a great model, and I think it makes a lot of sense. So, have you had any experiences over the last 9 months where you've missed the mark, so to speak, in terms of, you know, because obviously clients are different in terms of satisfying them. And I'm sure you've got clients that you work with that, you know, you issue a first draft and they're good with it, or, you know, don't take a lot of time, and others that take a lot more time. So how do you reconcile that?
Well, I mean, that comes down to soft skills. How good are you with people? How good are you with understanding your client's needs, and understanding that you might be the business owner, but the client's the boss. I mean, they're the ones paying the bills. So you have to really, in my opinion, the easy way to get around that is to have the mindset and the spirit of a servant. You're serving your client. You're not working for your client. You're serving them. You're providing them a service. So if you think of it that way, if the client's not happy, they're not happy. Now, sometimes you run into people who, you know, just won't be happy. And then you negotiate what they call in writing a kill fee, which means we're not going to complete the project, but we've done X amount of work. You negotiate a fee to compensate for that work, and then you hopefully end it amicably. And so far, we've not had non-amicable turnover. We've had turnover, any business does, but no one has outright said in mean-spirited ways, we're not happy with you. They've gone on to other writers. Maybe they're less expensive. Maybe it's a more automated service like a demand studio where it's kind of like a cloud service. But we've been able to keep good relations with our clients. In fact, we were named one of the 5 highest rated in New York State in our category for customer satisfaction this year. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool honor.
Well, not only a pretty cool honor, but I would imagine a top 5 of many. So that's,
yeah,
that's a testament to your good work.
A lot of fish in the sea.
Now, do you work within the advertising or creative industry? Or you said you'd worked in radio. Or do you continue to work in radio?
I did. I worked in radio for 6 years in an area just outside Roanoke, Virginia, called Martinsville, Virginia. There's a NASCAR Speedway there. If you're a NASCAR fan, you may have heard of it. There's 2 races there a year.
Yep.
And then I also worked for 3 years in a market just outside Buffalo, New York. I was a play-by-play announcer for St. Bonaventure Basketball, and I also sold advertising during that whole time. So I do have significant knowledge of the advertising space. I do a lot of self-education, continuing learning through LinkedIn and social media. And, you know, I do invest in continuing to be on top of an ever-changing landscape. Advertising is a very fluid business, as you know, very broad business, and increasingly technical business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it sounds like you certainly managed to fit a lot into the course of a day, Gary. It's impressive. And, you know, it sounds like certainly Scribe Doctor is off to a very interesting and successful start. And tell us a little bit more about Mediate Entertainment. You talked about internet radio and you know, looking at providing an affiliation for some of the various large organizations. But it sounds like you're not taking a mainstream approach, but a little bit more of a we'll call it those sports or activities that people, recreation that people participate in that aren't quite as mainstream, which is interesting.
Right.
Because I'm sure when you look at the numbers of people who do fly fishing in the country, it's probably a lot. It's just that they're dispersed.
Yes. Well, as you know, operating a station is no small feat. It requires a great deal of planning, and you have to understand your market, and you have to understand what you can charge for your services. There's a lot of internet radio stations out there, and there's a prevailing school of thought that as a single station on the internet, you can't make money. And obviously, I don't agree with that, otherwise I wouldn't be venturing into this space. I think it's very important. A couple of things are important. I think, one, you have to own your content. You may have heard recently that the court case against Pandora was settled at 17 cents. Is the royalty rate that's going to be paid for music plays. Now, obviously, they got a preferable rate because of their massive size and reach. But a 17-cent rate, even if it's the same for a small operator, is crushing. So you can't, I don't think it's fiscally practical to program music on a small scale as an internet station. I think you have to own your content, so it has to be some sort of spoken word. And to be a spoken word format, it has to be either localized or extremely niche. It has to either reach a very specific group of people or it has to be targeted at a specific geographic region. And then thirdly, there's still this perception out there, false as it may be, there's still this perception that internet radio is amateur radio. It's little Johnny in the basement of his mother's apartment with a cheap MacBook and a crummy microphone talking about whatever the heck he wants to talk about. And obviously you and I know that's not true. But that perception is out there.
We know that that exists, but there are also a lot of professionals on internet radio.
Oh, of course.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. The perception of there's a lot of professionals. I would say there's more people who are competent and considerate of the industry than otherwise. But there's a perception within the advertising community, within the advertisers that I've experienced, where people view it as less than terrestrial radio. And to combat that, one of the ways to do that is to have a physical location. Don't operate out of your home. Have a small studio, even if it's just a little tiny outpost somewhere. Being able to bring someone into the office is a huge advantage as an internet station, and it's something we're planning on doing.
Excellent. You really don't need a lot, but as you said, you need a good base to be able to do that. Absolutely. Gary, we're running out of time, and I want to thank you for joining us on Radio Entrepreneurs today. If our listeners want to get in touch with you to work with either Mediate Entertainment or with Scribe Docker, why don't you give us your contact information? Let them know how to reach you.
Yeah, please. You can reach me at Gary at Scribe. That's Scribedr.com. So Gary at Scribedr.com. Or you can always just visit our website, scribedoctor.com. Right now we're offering a free resume template, which is a $50 value free. When you download one of our recent pieces, you'll see it on our front page of our website. It'll be up later today. There'll be a piece on how to go about searching for a job. Sign up for that, get that free piece of content, and get your free download.
Excellent, Gary.
ScribeDoctor.com.
Gary, it's been a pleasure, and I know we only took up a small portion of your commute, but it sounds like you're a guy with a busy day and a busy plan, so we wish you all the best and love to have you back in the future on Radio Entrepreneurs to hear how your adventures are going.
I'd be thrilled. Thanks for taking the time for me. I appreciate it.
Excellent, and we'll be right back on Radio Entrepreneurs.